Why is a Christian heavy metal band suing K-pop demon hunters? Well, technically they're suing Netflix over K-pop demon hunters. And it's because, Jason, you actually might be familiar with this Christian heavy metal band. I know you like to work out to their music, right?
Christian music?
If it's
Christian
heavy music? Metal, not really, no? Unless it's Stryper.
Well, Stryper?
It's... My uncle's a big Stryper fan.
Stryper,
I've heard Stryper stuff.
It's not Stryper. Oh. It is a band.
Stryper, no striping.
Have you ever heard of Stryper?
Uh-uh.
Calling on You? Very good song.
No. The Christian band is called Demon Hunter.
No.
Oh.
And so they're suing Netflix because they say that their trademark, it's trademark infringement and it's unfair competition.
It seems like it'd draw more attention to them.
You'd think.
This is what they sound like.
Yeah.
Not that hard.
Let's go to church now.
I mean, it's not terrible.
They don't sound bad.
You don't. They don't at all. The band, which identifies itself as a well-known and celebrated band, they say that they have the name first and that they've been using it for decades. And then they claim that Netflix and its partners, quote, created a substantial likelihood of confusion between the two brands, which has damaged them in an amount not yet ascertainable.
Oh, they're seeing how much they can get.
Mm-hmm. And then Netflix is like, this is without merit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So we'll see.
It's the same name.
No, because they put in the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Okay.
K-pop Demon Hunters. And then the name of the band is Demon Hunter.
Should we get Lisa back on?
Sure.
Official attorney?
Well, I mean, Demon Hunter is close, but there are a lot of, from what I understand about copyright stuff or first use is, let's say, for instance, you have Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lowe's Hardware and Lowe's Foods. That's okay because it's totally two different things.
Right.
But if there was another Lowe's Foods that was a grocery store, another Lowe's Hardware store, then that's a problem.
Like, sure.
When I went to Dominican Republic not too long ago, there was a Dominican Bucky's. And I'm like, oh, I want to go to the Bucky's.
Really?
And it was about the size of this studio. Uh-huh. And it was just like crafts.
Was it spelled the same?
They had the logo. And the little beaver.
They're probably getting away with something.
Probably.
They're probably under the radar on that one.
Yeah.
Because they are also a store.
Not anymore.
No, when Jason and I had a business together for a little bit, or Amazon store, I remember applying for the trademark for, was it Light It Up? No.
Yeah.
Light It Up because we had shoelaces and glow-in-the-dark
things.
There
were bulbs, right?
Selfie lights.
Other bulb store.
Yeah, there's like a bulb store, but they're like, as long as you're doing shoelaces and this, you can do it. But there's like five different Light It Ups.
Mm-hmm.
I think one was like a weed store. But I mean, it was like,
sure,
as long as, like Jason said, it's a different type of company.
Well, and anybody who has watched the way I've watched it like 500 times, K-pop Demon Hunters, they sound nothing like that. And the name
music
of this band is Demon Hunter, not K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, it's still music though.
Lisa.
So hi, Lisa.
There's a band called Demon Hunters.
No, just Demon Hunter.
That is suing Netflix over K-pop Demon Hunters. It was for copyright
infringement and unfair competition.
Sorry to spring this on you, but...
Yeah, no. I've been reading about that. So it is very close in terms of the sector that it's in, which is problematic. Because they're both kind of, even though they're not in the same genre of music, they're both in the music industry, right? And so that's where you get the most strong argument for likelihood of confusion, which is one of the big, you know, you can't necessarily copyright common words, but when you put them together in a way that creates like this, like a, you know, a unique name, then what the court is going to look to is whether or not there's the test is likelihood of confusion. And so the similarity of the look of their logos, the overlap of the type of goods and services they offer, because aside from just the music and the videos, they also sell merch, right? And does the merch look alike? You know, so that's the kind of thing the court is going to look to. And do they have any evidence of actual confusion? You know, I think the Netflix, the film version, right, became kind of like a cult phenomenon,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
And essentially that can actually play into their argument of, hey, there's not going to be any confusion here because ours is unique, you know, it's has a much stronger brand. It was, you know, it was massive, right? The response to it. And so it really comes down to whether or not a judge thinks that the marks are sufficiently distinct, the logos are sufficiently distinct, if there's truly a likelihood of confusion. I think the metal band, if I recall correctly, is a Christian metal band,
yes.
Right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And that's it. And that, you know, the argument that Netflix can make about the K-pop animated musical is that that's a very, even though they're both in the entertainment music industry, that they're very different. Like Christian metal is so different than this kind of anime pop music, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So that kind of undercuts the confusion claims. So it really comes down to whether the judge thinks that there's going to be any real likelihood of confusion there.
You know, the Game On, right, that mm-hmm. we have, we weren't allowed to say Game On Barcade because Barcade was copy. And that seems like a kind of a common name, right?
Barcade.
Barcade, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also my dad had a pharmacy years ago, and it was called NDS Pharmacy, Neighborhood Drugstore. And it was started before CVS used to say Today's Neighborhood Drugstore. And they, he thought there was a case for that, too.
Mm. Well, here, you know, in this Netflix situation, anybody that's going up against Netflix, especially this Christian metal band, they don't have a lot of money, right? And Netflix has all the money. And that tends to really influence the outcome of litigation because Netflix can literally kind of paper them to death with this litigation. And I think Netflix has filed a motion to dismiss the case, and we'll see. You know, that's where an early motion to dismiss will kind of tell you if that is granted. Of course, it's over unless they have grounds for appeal. But if that is not granted, if they lose on that motion to dismiss, then that kind of spells bad news for Netflix as far as what the judge sees in terms of likelihood of confusion, and then it's likely to settle.
Yeah, it makes sense. Now, would you say, I would think that just the sheer amount of Googling of K-pop Demon Hunters may have led people to discover this other band by accident. But
I bet you it does.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. That's actually what a lot of the sort of the Netflix fans are saying is, look, you're on the map because mm-hmm. of these people. So instead of suing them, you should be thanking them.
Yeah. When I Googled just Demon Hunter, first of all, it's demonhunter.net. It's not catchy.
They ain't got a lot of money.
They don't have a lot of money, but they do what they can. They do way down, when you scroll, there is some form of anime in like one of their CD books.
Oh, okay.
But there's not in their logo, not in any of their t-shirts, not their album covers, none of
maybe
it.
Maybe suing was their way to go viral, and it's happened, and
now we're
know
talking about
it. Okay. I don't know. We'll see.
And we just played the
song.
Definitely
put them on the map. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think yeah. anybody, nobody had heard of them, I don't think. I mean, except Christian metal fans, right?
Right.
Which is very niche.
Yeah.
Right.
There's Christian music fans, but Christian metal fans.
Metal.
I guess there's more than we think, but.
Striper. I didn't hate that. I didn't hate
that. No, I thought it sounded good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And Jason, you listen to Striper, would you say?
No, I mean, that used to be a Christian heavy metal band, Striper. They sounded different than this band, but that was a Christian heavy metal band.
Okay.
Okay.
Didn't the band Creed start off as Christian metal
yeah.
or Christian rock?
Yeah.
And then they kind of crossed over. Yeah. I don't know what they do now, but.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, the one agnostic person on our show is the only one who listens to Christian metal.
Uh-huh. Or
that's Jason
really?
Goodman.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they don't make agnostic
yeah, they do.
Music.
Every other every other song.
Metal, that's all the rest of it, right?
that's literally everything else. Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa, thanks again. We appreciate you. If you're injured, contact right away at hireaheavyweight.com.